This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta special holiday edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Laura Kraft. Good morning, Laura. Happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving, Todd.
I mean, we are so dedicated to this show, and you know, nothing, no rain, snow, sleet can stop us from coming in here and continuing this great show.
Or amount of turkey dressing.
Well, that's always a problem for me, but not until later in today. So any special plans later today?
No, just spending the day with my family.
Outstanding. Well, it doesn't get any better than that. Well, we're also joined by Janine Jones, a public relations manager with Stone Mountain Park. And we're looking forward to talk about the holiday plans there. Janine, welcome to the show and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you. I brought the cranberry sauce, so that's okay.
Outstanding. A guest of the year award just announced. All right. Janine, inform the audience a bit about you and your background.
Well, my name is Janine Jones. I'm the public relations manager at Stone Mountain Park. I'm an Atlanta native, which is kind of rare these days.
The one.
I live in Marietta, but work in Stone Mountain. I've worked at Stone Mountain Park for 18 years. Started in our special events office and moved over to PR, and I love every second of it. It's a great place to drive into work every day.
Oh, I bet that.
Well, I'm sure that most Atlantans have been to Stone Mountain Park before, but why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, Stone Mountain Park is 15 miles east of Atlanta, so it's right in your backyard, but it feels a world away just because it has so much green space. We're a 3,200-acre park. We have everything from recreation where you can hike up the mountain or walk around the mountain or run around the mountain. We have a lot of cyclists that like to come out to the park and ride around. We also have attractions. We have two Marriott hotels. We have a campground. We have golf courses, you name it. It's kind of its own little city almost.
Yeah, those hotels are great properties too. So, you know, it is Thanksgiving Day, and in my view, this is the official kickoff to the Christmas season. So let's talk about Stone Mountain Christmas.
And we're in full swing. We're open today as well as tomorrow and many days for the holidays. Stone Mountain Christmas is one of my favorite events. Our crossroads area, which is at the base of the mountain, is decked out in 2 million lights.
Wow.
So every single wood paneling on every single building has lights decked on it. And we start putting the lights up right after the last fireworks go off at July 4th. And we put them up until the day we open Christmas. So
it's that long a process.
It is that long a process because it's so detailed of a process that the lighting crew goes through. Every single pane on every window is outlined. So the way the building looks during the day is also how it is architecturally lit up at night.
So I'm sure a visit to Stone Mountain is a tradition for a lot of people, and there's probably a lot of people wanting to make it a tradition. What's kind of the best times to go? Are there times where it's maybe a little slower that people can get in? I mean, I'm sure it's crowded.
Well, I would suggest getting there as soon as the event opens, which is at 2 o'clock. So go ahead and get the shows that, because we have live holiday shows. So go ahead and get the one that you definitely want to see. That's the top of your list. Go ahead and see the earliest show. That's how I do it with my family. We get there and we have a strategy. We know where we're going, you know, for each hour. We have it mapped out where we're going to go. And one of the things that is always a high priority is the parade. The parade is every night at 6 o'clock. It's one of my favorite parts of it. It's just magical. We have our snow angel character coming in. We have Rudolph and Bumble, the abdominal snow monster, coming in. And also, of course, Santa is at the tail end, opening Christmas up for us every night. And so it's great to see Santa. So I would just map out. That would be my best suggestion. Doesn't really matter what day. It would just be getting there early so you can get everything you possibly can in.
Well, you know, Laura, parades are always great, but talk about the perfect scene for a parade. What a great spot it is. You mentioned some of these live holiday shows. Can you shed any more light on some of those?
Yes. So the different things about Stone Mountain Christmas is that you get out of your car. It's not a drive-through experience. It's a together experience. So we have live holiday shows. One of them is called Forever Christmas, where everything starts back in the 50s. So it's got all your 50s favorite Christmas carols. And there are so many from the 50s that we all just know by heart. And then in the middle of the show, time fast forwards and you're in current day. So the nice thing is it appeals to parents and grandparents as well as the kids now, because we have current Jennifer Hudson's Go Tell It on the Mountain ends the entire show. And it's so moving that you're almost in tears by the end of the show. And then completely contrast, you go to a Crossroads Christmas Carol, where we're retelling the Dickens classic, but in a very comic style. It's an improv show, so every show is different because they're asking audience members for specific improv suggestions. So I've seen the same show twice, and it's always hysterical.
An improv Christmas Carol. That's outstanding. All right. Janine Jones will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Janine Jones, Public Relations Manager with Stone Mountain Park.
Okay, Janine, you were talking about those live holiday shows, but I hear that there's something else that's really exciting as far as the show this year.
Yes, we have a new 4D film. And for us, we always condense them down to about 12 minutes, so they're short films. This year, we are screening Ice Age, A Mammoth Christmas 4D. And so that's those characters you know and love from Ice Age, the movie. And Sid has spoiled Christmas and gotten on Santa's naughty list. So it's a journey back in time to see how Sid and his crew save Christmas. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Laura, I know you would consider me hip and with the times, but I didn't know they were doing 4D movies now. So that's really intriguing. And what a great venue to see that. Tell me about Snow Mountain.
Snow Mountain, oh gosh, it's Atlanta's only snow park. We take our famous laser lawn, where you're used to seeing the laser show, and we start blowing snow in early October to get ready for the November 22nd opening. And we create snow tubing lanes. We create a snow play area so you can do single tubing or family tubing or play in the snow all day, make snow angels and snowmen and build igloos. It is, for me as a Southerner, one of the most strange and awesome things to do. I'm not used to playing in snow every winter. So to be able to go to work and play in the snow and watch everybody go tubing and in the family tubes, you can fit up to 5 of your friends or family. And that is so much fun to experience that snow together, as well as in the snow play area, you can play together in snow, which does not happen naturally a lot in Atlanta.
Now, is the Snow Mountain, is that a separate cost, or kind of what's the pricing to be able to do all of that?
It is a separate pricing. Snow Mountain and Snow Mountain Christmas have their own separate prices, but we also do have a combo pass. I would suggest that folks go to our website. There's a special promotions page where it's going to always show you kind of what promotions and best deals that we have going on at the time. The combo pass is on there. And that definitely saves quite a bit of money if you wanted to do both. The nice thing is you don't have to do both on the same day. You can do them on 2 separate days. So you can do them on a Saturday and a Sunday, or you can do them on, you know, a day in November and a day in December. So you can kind of spread out the fun.
All right. I understand you have a pretty intriguing finale planned as well.
Yes. When we're running our Snow Mountain Christmas, we have our Snow Angel. And she talks to all of her junior snow angels, all the kids during the day, and tells them when she is flying above Crossroads, she wants them to say, "Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow." And as soon as her junior snow angels help her, she flies and it creates snow and fireworks. And that's at the end of the night each night.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. You know, before we let you go, would be remiss to not give you a chance to talk about any interesting opportunities coming this spring.
Well, we always have something going on at Stone Mountain Park. We've got our Easter sunrise service on Easter morning. We have our spring break event that goes over the week of spring break that most of the metro counties observe. We always have our laser show starting in the spring. That is just such an Atlanta tradition, is to gather all your neighbors and friends and head over to Stone Mountain Park to watch the laser show.
Oh, yeah. If you are in this area, you cannot afford to miss that. All right. Well, Janine, I hate to say it, but we're about out of time. Although things are up and running so far with the Stone Mountain Christmas, where can people go to get more information about it and contact you should they have any questions?
I would go to stonemountainpark.com. It's got all the information right there.
All right. Janine Jones, Public Relations Manager for Stone Mountain Park. It was great to have you. Happy Thanksgiving again.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta special holiday edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guest, Janine Jones, my co-host, Laura Kraft, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.